Prologue, the first prompt that broke me open. The dishwasher had just finished running, the baby monitor flickered, and I finally asked the question I'd been avoiding for years. Why do I feel like I'm drifting through my own life? It didn't happen on a stage. It didn't happen in a breakthrough coaching session. It happened in my kitchen at 9:42 p.m. on a regular weeknight. I just happened to catch it in the act. Another Slack message. A new email. A news alert. Something insignificant, yet strangely urgent. A 2023 Gallup study later confirmed what I already knew in my gut. 68% of adults feel emotionally distant from the people they live with. I looked up and caught the baby monitor screen. My son had turned over in his sleep. The image froze me, because a few hours earlier, he had been pulling on my arm saying, "Daddy, look at this." While I nodded, pretending to be present, flicking through work emails that shouldn't have mattered after 6 p.m., and that's when it hit me. Not into notes. Not into a journal. Into ChatGPT. Not a therapist. Not a friend. A machine. Because in that moment, I didn't need empathy. I needed clarity. And for some reason, I knew it would give me space without needing anything in return. Reflect. When was the last time you reached for your phone when you really needed connection? This wasn't just a bad night. It was a reflection of a much bigger erosion, one that had been happening for years. Work used to stay at work. You'd commute, unplug, and come home to your family. Now, it follows you, bleeding into dinner, into weekends, into bedtime stories. Thanks to the everything box we call a smartphone, emails, Slack, Instagram, the World Wide Web, texts, bank notifications, LinkedIn pings. It's all there. Except one thing, the reflex to put the damn thing down, especially when your child is looking at you like you're the only person in the world that matters.